and puts it in there for us, yeah. And we'll appreciate that. But as we continue on with our Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Medina, we always think to bring someone from the newspapers in. We've had some people coming in, obviously, over the last couple of days with the Medina Gazette, and Lauren Jensen joins us. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, in the paper, what is the area that you normally cover?
Oh, well, I'm actually the Brunswick area reporter, but I've also covered pretty much anything dealing with Medina. It's sort of a general assignment position as well, so we sort of help each other out on the beats, and I had a lot of experience with government and investigatory reporting, so I've handled a lot of the investigation of the Medina City Schools and the lawsuits that followed. So
now, I knew you were on today, but I didn't know. Yesterday, I happened to see on Facebook a picture posted of a reporter walking with an Army vet who was kind of walking for a cause. And you were that person in that picture with your old, the news, what is that, journalist notebook? You know what I'm talking about, Craig. It's that one that...
Yeah, one of these. It fits like... Mine's a little bigger,
yeah,
maybe, but
it fits
one
in
of
your
those.
Hands. They still use that just to take your notes,
it
right?
It does. It says reporter's notebook across the front, so
it's official, right.
It's a pretty official... Exactly.
Gets you in the door and on the parade route and all of that.
It's like, sometimes you want to hide it if you want to get in the door, but...
Oh, because you're taking the... I see. It works better than a lot of that electronic recording devices. What was that story about, and how did you find out about it?
Well, my editor said that he got a tip that this gentleman was headed our way from Fairlawn on Route 18, and I checked out some of the newspaper articles that they had done in the Talmadge area when he was through there, and he's walking because he suffers from PTSD, and he's not felt like he's gotten the treatment he needed from the VA, and he said he's met a lot of other veterans that are in that same spot, not getting the treatment they need, so he's got a GoFundMe site, and he's raising money for a group that is a nonprofit that helps provide mental health care to veterans and their families from the Afghanistan and Iraq
conflicts.
Okay, so
you get this tip. Get in your car, you just start driving? How does this work?
I was driving with my editor, David Knox. He was driving the car, and he sort of just dropped me off on the side of the road, and he went up ahead to get the photos. So we sort of, it was a team effort. He took the photos, and I did the interview. I actually walked with him for, about 25 minutes, and it's one of the things he told me that if people aren't able to make a monetary donation, he's always grateful for folks that want to jump in and walk with him a little bit. It's going to be a long road to California. So
he's got a long way to go. Is he in good shape still?
He said he's in good shape. He said he's lost about 25, 30 pounds since setting out of New Jersey. So I'm guessing he's probably going to lose a little bit more weight before he gets
now,
to California.
Was he chatty or not? Because, you know, you're walking, you're sort of solitary kind of walking, and then there's somebody you talk to a little bit. What was it like?
Oh, he was very friendly. Sure. Very friendly. His pack weighs more than 50 pounds. I tried to lift it. It was difficult. I don't think I could have picked it up and put it on my back. He's carrying a lot of stuff with him. He's carrying some extra food. And he said, especially when he gets out west, he might have a couple nights without hitting a town. He's got a water filtration system. He's ready to survive a couple
any,
days.
Any horn honks on the way as you're walking, or people who maybe were kind of just giving a
tons
little support?
Of horn honks. People pulling over, rolling down their windows. Say, hey, we saw your news story. We love what you're doing. So he seems to be getting a lot of crowd support. I hope it continues. I think the hardest stretch will probably be when he gets out west, just those long stretches of roads with no town. But he's got online support, and he's got a cell phone, and he's got a solar-powered thing to connect and charge his devices. So he seems ready for the challenge, I guess.
He's got a lot of great gear. We need to get some of this, Bruce.
Well, he's got the American flag, which to me, not that I don't want to, that would be the most awkward thing to be walking or hiking with, is carrying an American flag, especially, you know, it's just...
He doesn't let it touch the ground either.
Well, that's part of being, you know...
Absolutely.
A soldier, knowing the importance of it and what it represents, but it's kind of an interesting thing. Of course, I guess it will be a safety issue, too. I mean, anybody seeing an American flag fluttering along the side, he's got to take that account. Does he have his, like... route mapped out, or is it kind of like
a little bit? Yeah, he says he kind of, you know, he plans out where he's going that day, and when he gets in for the night, he kind of looks at where he needs to be the next day. So he has internet access. He's met a lot of people that have put him up for the night. So
I'm looking at this. You had your editor, you say, who was doing the photography, right?
Correct.
Look at the juxtaposition. Obviously, the walking the soldier, and he's next to one of these memorial highways that's designated on there as well.
And I know that the sergeant that the highway is named after was killed in one of the conflicts, and I forgive me because I'm not sure
Michael
which
Fink
one,
Jr. on there as well.
Yeah, so it's it was certainly
fortuitous to get
photo.
A picture like that.
Yeah.
Of course, that's the photographer's eye that he knows what's
sure.
going on. You're busy taking all the words. What kind of things do you have planned for the next couple of days, or what assignments are you really working on?
Well, we've got a couple things going on in Medina, actually. A group called Cameo is putting on a production of Rent here at the Performing Arts Center at the high school. They've drawn performers from all over Northeast Ohio. They have people coming from an hour away just to be a part of the musical. I checked out their dress rehearsal last night. They sounded really good. So that's opening on Friday, and it runs this weekend and next weekend. So there'll be a story about that in tomorrow's paper, and we can get to see some photos of the cast and what they're working on. And I think other some long-term stories. We're still working on some investigatory things. Obviously, you see that we have a reporter working on some investigation into the county auditor's office. There's also a court case involving the Medina City School Superintendent that was tossed out of federal court, but it's now going to allow the local court case to proceed. So that's going to be a big story. We'll be following this fall as that court case. Hopefully starts moving along. It's been kind of stuck for about a year. So.
Well, like any news things, you have those stories that are sort of just lingering or that have deadlines or court cases or, you know, that type of thing. And then there's the day-to-day that just occur that you have to kind of do anything with that. Yeah. I know the Medina County Fair is coming up. Do they send you out to do anything?
We will all be out there, yes. You'll see all four of our reporters out there. We'll sort of be taking turns probably covering that, but yes, we'll be covering all the 4-H events, all the other events, the grandstand events. The Band Perry is the headliner this year. I know people are pretty excited about that. I know they've been really pumping that up on the country radio stations in town. So that's
a lot of reporters we've talked to, either from the Gazette or Chronicle Telegram. They usually keep later hours. Do you have a kind of a set schedule, or are we really inconveniencing you this morning?
Oh no, it's all over the board. Actually, it's later hours. It's early morning hours. If I've got a meeting at 7, a lot of the chamber groups and business groups meet at 7:30. So I'll have a council meeting until 10 or 11 at night and have to be up and at somewhere at 7 o'clock the next morning. It sort of just changes every day.
The movers and shakers move and shake at different times of the day.
You got to follow the news. So.
Yeah, exactly. What was your background? I mean, were you from this area, or where did you get the journalism?
Yeah, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I went to college in Marietta College down in Marietta, Ohio, which is southeastern Ohio, and I spent my first 6 years at the Chillicothe Gazette, which is south of Columbus. So I spent 6 years there working at a daily paper, and moved to Northeast Ohio about 2 years ago, and so I've been here at the Gazette for 2 years.
When they get you in an area like this, you probably have to kind of scout or drive around just to get a feel for where things are and, you know, what's the temperature of the community, I guess.
Too. Absolutely. Medina County's not too hard, though. There's, you know, the wayfinding is pretty easy, and the signs are all
1857, yeah. A little bit of that, right. Right.
Now, correct me if I'm mistaken, but wasn't I just in Chillicothe for the Washboard Festival?
I don't know.
I think so.
Where was I? What am I asking you? You weren't there. But you know
where,
what I'm talking about, right? I was at the Washboard Festival.
Yes.
Was it Chillicothe?
I don't think so.
I don't ever remember Chillicothe having a Washboard Festival.
No, that's somewhere.
Okay. I'm going to have to figure out where I was.
Marietta, what's their mascot? Is it Cardinal? What is the
The college mascot,
yeah.
Is the Pioneer. It's a man with a musket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Just trying to check that out. Because I was putting the college schedules together for our Forecast magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Ohio colleges trying to...
They just got a new mascot. It's a pretty scary looking musket guy.
Well,
so
I guess that's... Well, if you're going to be a mascot, you can either be cuddly or scary. I guess that's the two ways to go with that.
Logan, Ohio. That's where I was.
Oh, okay.
For the Washboard
Festival.
Okay,
all right.
That's not far from Chillicothe.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so maybe you saw a sign that said,
probably,
you know, 12 miles to Chillicothe or whatever.
And I ended up in Logan.
Yeah. Good job for that. Well, our guest from the Medina Gazette, Lauren Jensen, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time. And good job on the story out here. You're getting the picture and the good story, because obviously people out there always, you know, have a story to tell, and it's your job as a reporter to go find it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.